We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get Howard Eskin out right now. How you doing, Howard?
Oh, I absolutely fantastic. What a wonderful day. And to start the day with you and everybody else there just makes it so special.
Thank you, Howard. I'm glad you feel that way. Howard, now, first of all, I just got to start with this. You're a troublemaker, and you go to Klentak, and I'm not the only one who thinks he's boring. Do you think Klentak is boring?
At times he can be, but he wasn't boring when I talked to him from Clearwater.
Because you basically wedged in my name claiming he's boring, and then he had to try to defend himself.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
well,
I heard
you say he was boring.
He's awful.
I asked him to address it.
All right, well, let me play one of these, because Howard is here's the defense Matt Klentak has for being the most boring GM we've ever encountered. Listen. That's ridiculous. First of all, Howard, you distance yourself from the boring thing, but you know he's boring, too.
At times, he says nothing. And there's a lot of general managers that say nothing. Ron Hextall. Al knows.
Hextall
say? He's boring, too.
He's terrible. Yeah. You're right.
There's a lot of guys.
Howie's been a much better manager. Boring.
Howie was more He was a better talker the first time, GM now.
Now that he's boring, yeah.
Right, but still, come on, Howard. You like a guy that talks and has some interesting stuff to say. GMs here.
Get out of him. I thought that I got a lot of good things out of him when I sat down with him Saturday in Clearwater.
This is the thing.
Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back there.
I'm not patting myself on the back. I just thought it was – I actually had fun. I didn't think it was boring. That's all.
All right, fine. But, Howard, you're playing both sides against the middle, which is very normal for you. But in the end,
the flip-flop fish that you are. Give me
in the end, Klentak acknowledged what I've been saying. Listen to this. I don't even care what else he said.
We knew that as a
he
drop.
Is, and he, you know what, though? I realized when Andy McPhail did his news conference last week, he picked it up for McPhail. McPhail, the most exciting thing McPhail wanted to talk about was some room they've set aside so they can have meetings before series. Howard, that guy has got, we will not make a move until it's prudent. You know what I mean, what is that? These guys don't understand that they're running a business and people are not going to buy tickets if they're not excited.
Well, Andy McPhail is boring. Now,
God, is he ever.
Andy McPhail is boring. He talks about the improvements to the ballpark. Yeah. You've got to have a team for improvements.
Yes.
I don't really care about the improvements. And they're spending a lot of money. I get it. But you got to improve the team. But I will say this. They really are continually talking to Scott Boras, who's a pain in the rear end, about Jake Arrieta. So they really are.
That would be
making
good.
An attempt to sign Jake Arrieta.
All right. Well, that part is good, but just give us your thoughts now. We are loving Gabe Kapler, Howard. Howard, we are loving. Did you hear what he said about Odubel yesterday?
Yes.
Oh. He said that he presented beautifully.
There's a lot of guys that have gold tips. A lot of the guys down in spring training have gold tips, so that's not a big deal. It's the gold beard. It was a different take. As I said to Matt Klentak, I think his manager is nuts.
Wait a minute. You said that to him?
Yes.
And what did he say? What did Klentak say?
Well, I thought he was nuts, and then I brought up all the different things you're doing with You got to chart your pitches and how many with full effort. And it's not even baseball anymore. And then the alarm clock thing with Matt Klentak using an alarm clock to get there that morning. So he violated one of the things suggested by Gabe Kapler. And I didn't even bring it up. We talked about some of the things that Gabe Kapler has done in the past. And Matt Klentak, not being me, Klentak says, "You mean the coconut oil?"
Yeah.
I didn't even say it. He said it. So he just came on. He knows he's a little different. On the alarm clock, I asked Matt if he's getting enough vitamin D because his manager's got a way to take care of that. You know, and he was totally into the whole thing.
He was.
But so he knows he's a lunatic. He knows
all right, but he's ready to do that. This is what I was asking a few minutes ago, Howard. Is one of the reasons they brought Kapler in because he is this interesting?
I think they brought him in because he's very engaging. This is what you will find with Gabe Kapler. And I wanted to interview Gabe Kapler because it turned out Klentak was better, but Gabe Kapler said not at this time because he knew that I had a lot of questions. So, but he's very engaging. He was very polite, very nice. Didn't hold it against anybody. That's what he really tries to win you over.
Yes.
With his kindness.
True.
And the music thing. Everybody does music now, so that's not a big deal. But he can be to the media. He calls all the media people by their first name, which
wow.
is really, you know how that gets media people excited. Oh, he calls me by
does.
My name.
So
yeah. He does.
All
what do they
things.
Call you?
He didn't call me anything you would expect to call me Howard. So,
well, he doesn't know you that well, huh? Once he does, I have more to say.
He's different, and it's all good now, and guys should be excited now because it's the start of spring training. But
right.
We'll see what happens during the season and whether players continue to buy into the whole thing. That's where he puts his arm around people. He just is very engaging with everybody, not just the media, but with the players.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's what I find. He's too slick. And I don't have any, right now I'm trying to figure this guy out other than I know he's trying to make friends with everybody.
Sure,
but
I get
it. The reason I think Matt Klentak hired him is because he's so well prepared. That he knew everything about everybody. He knew, and he knows about you, and he knows about Ray, he knows about everybody because he does research it. And
wow.
He loves analytics, or he tells Matt Klentak
yep.
he's really into the analytics, and that's what sold Matt Klentak. There's no
all
question
right.
in my mind.
Well, there's one thing that I like that Kapler has already done, and that was when Jason Kelce said, "I'm swinging by," they let him talk to the team and all. How did that play yesterday, Howard, with Kelce?
Well, I was not there yesterday, but
right.
Kelce is right now. Kelce is the star of this team because of the speech. Now he had
right.
a great year, so
yep.
don't ever take anything away from Jason Kelce. But Kapler just will allow things that are different. For instance, the other morning, I saw a TV monitor in the locker room. I said, "What the hell is this TV monitor? This has never happened before." So I'm assuming he ran some fundamental plays and some video. No, had nothing to do with that. And the players didn't even know what it was about. They did, but they didn't. I asked a couple of the guys, I said, "What was the TV in there for?" Well, he showed us pictures of this party he's going to have, this event, which he had at dinner on Sunday night. And he tried to engage the players into knowing how exciting or feeling how exciting this party would be, this dinner that he threw. And I said, "Well, what was it? Where was it? What was it?" I don't know. You know, half the players don't even listen to that stuff. They want to play baseball, and they want to feel good about it. But he does things that are a little bit different. But to let Jason Kelce speak on the first day obviously was a great idea. And Kelce spent the week in Sarasota and came over the last day to speak to the Phillies. So that's
all right. Well,
I have no problem with that.
Let me swing over to the Eagles for a second here, Howard, because I'm curious as to Kelce's getting all sorts of national heat about using profanities. Now there's a call in New York for him to be fined for what he said. They want Goodell to sit up. Right, that's Phil Mushnick, the reporter. Mike Francesa, you know him. Yeah, you know him very well. He's a legend in our business. He said that the Eagles should cut Kelce for what he did.
He wants to become relevant again. Hey, listen, he had a great career.
Right.
He's not doing our station in New York anymore.
Right.
He just wants to. Nobody pays him, paying attention to him anymore, and he wanted to just create some noise, really, more than anything else. What Jason Kelce did was great, and
yep.
We're not offended like people, some people were with Chase Utley. Chase Utley was just wasted and went off. Kelce, actually, what he said was all true, was terrific, and I have absolutely no problem with it. And by
all right,
the way,
wait a minute.
Let me just say this.
Yep.
I know Dr. John Kelly.
I'm afraid
okay. that Carson Wentz will never play again. The way he speaks, he's going to come out on crutches.
All right, hold on then. I would like to hear your thoughts on the knee situation. You would like to dispute what Kelly said?
The surgeon was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I've been saying continually, give Carson Wentz all the credit in the world for rehabbing hard.
Right.
The length of the recovery is a long time, and it's unlikely that he'll be ready for the first game. But now
wow.
we have no problem with that because we know what Nick Foles can do.
All right, wait. Let's say somebody comes along. You know some of the speculation now. Foles is worthy of a first-round pick. You're still not doing it because you're not sure Wentz is going to be ready.
I'm not giving away the season because they have another chance again this coming year.
No matter what, two first-round picks.
The Eagles are going to win a championship before another team wins a championship again.
Wow.
They're going to win another championship again, and they have a chance this year. So let's say Carson Wentz comes back after the first month of the season. I'm okay with that. I'm okay because Nick Foles, can do the job. Nick Foles is going nowhere. Nowhere.
But wait,
nowhere,
don't they love nowhere. Sudfeld, too, though? They do love Sudfeld, right?
Eagles.
The Eagles really like Sudfeld and see him as
Correct.
A very worthy backup quarterback.
Correct.
So if somebody comes along with a 1 and a 2, you're saying they're not even going to consider it because Foles, they know, can do the job, and they don't want to waste the season.
But what's the 1 and a 2 going to be? Is it going to be a...
I don't know.
Arizona is a team that needs a quarterback.
Yeah, right. 15?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want 15. I don't want 15, the pick number 15 for Nick Foles. I want Nick Foles to start the season with the Eagles.
Howard Eskin.
I'm not going to trade him. You're not going to get 2 1s. You're not going to get a 1 and a 2. You're just not going to get that for Nick Foles, even if a team needs a quarterback, because they want to develop their own people. And just because Nick Foles goes to another team doesn't mean he's going to have the success he's had with this team. And another team has to maybe a different offense. He's not going anywhere. And by the way, you can get injured with a brace on. But I don't think Carson Wentz is going to change his game.
Howard,
I think he's going to change his game.
As usual, brilliant commentary from the legend, Howard Eskin. Thank you, sir.
Angelo,
yes.
Don't let Matt Klintak be boring anymore, okay?
I won't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.